say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live, worldwide, Sunday edition. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And we have just a record audience I can see in there on some of the graphs tuning in today just on the audio streams at Infowars.com/show. We are a radio/TV platform transmission, the first to ever do it. Now this is the model of talk radio, not just here in the United States, but worldwide. And even the content, liberty, nationalism, family, pro-human activity, pro-Renaissance, pro-exploration, pro-wealth, pro-empowerment, pro-strength, the right for you to risk your life, anti-nanny state, we are it. My dad took my son fishing. He wanted to for his birthday. That was months ago, but he wanted to go down there. And so they're out there doing deep sea fishing and then fishing and close to shore as well. And my dad said, I don't know what's going on. Everywhere are Gadsden flags and come and take it and Patriot apparel. And he said he's seeing black people, white people, Hispanics, you name it. It's just all over the place. The hottest thing is liberty. It's so exciting. It's so incredible. And there is a revolution against tyranny taking place in this country, and it's got the globalists so incredibly upset right now. Wow. I talked to Roger Stone, the big consummate Trump insider, yesterday in an emergency Saturday transmission I did just for Facebook viewers on Facebook mentions. That's got about 300,000 views on YouTube and 200,000+ views on Facebook and a bunch of other platforms, but it needs to have millions of views. But we're going to take an excerpt of that at the bottom of the hour coming up where he gets into Hillary Clinton, not Bernie Sanders, being behind the so-called Bernie supporters that showed up to block Trump and free speech there in Chicago. And this ties into their attempt to shut down free speech in Ohio as well. And even the Washington Post coming out just simply amazing and saying, should we arrest Donald Trump because he's causing the violence? That's what they've done in Europe. You criticize radical Islam, then they, you know, shoot up your TV station or your newspaper or your magazine. They say you are at fault for your free speech. You say it's wrong. They're sexually mutilating women, putting beekeeper suits on them and pouring hot oil on their faces and things like that. Well, now they're, you know, saying that you're not allowed to talk about that. This is how political correctness works. It's what the left does. They ally with the most vicious anti-human, anti-woman groups they can, and then attack any men literally seen wearing pants. This is the empowerment. They want to make women totally unhappy, be 40-something years old, not able to have kids, and just bitter and hating men, and the state is their husband. And the whole society is meant to maneuver women into that position. The whole system is based on maneuvering men into a servile position of arrested development, acting like mindless idiots for their entire life as well, and giving up on women. This social engineering plan has been used from Japan to the United States with devastating effect. It was first launched in the 1940s by Edward Bernays and the Department of War, later the Department of Peace, the Department of Defense, 1984 terms, and then now deployed across the entire globe with devastating effect. So that is all coming up today. The huge news, again, Soros-funded MoveOn.org takes credit for violence in Chicago. They're backing Hillary. Soros is backing Hillary. So why is Sanders getting the blame? I don't like Sanders. And, you know, Trump is going after him as well because he knows the public understands that it was people chanting Bernie. Well, just wait till the evidence is forced out, which we have, that it was actually, I mean, they admit they did it. Move On is aligned with Herr Hitlery, not with Sanders. And you're like, well, who cares? I hate them both. She's the real front runner. She's the one, the leader behind. And folks need to understand, she wants to sit back and have Trump and Sanders supporters tear each other apart. This is meant to trigger that and bait the Sanders supporters, who they know are actually the bigger numbers, into the streets. They know they're already mad. They want to sick them on Trump instead of Hillary in the general election. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. You found the tip of the spear. It's the Info War.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The Chinese proverb tells it all. Hey, you live in interesting times. It has a double meaning. It can mean a cursed time or a very advantageous time. Because so often in history, if you study trends and the eons before our time here on this planet, our generation's time to be alive, you see that history doesn't repeat, it rhymes. And it is in times of great change that you can either make humanity much better or plunge into the depths of oppression and enslavement. Huge broadcast on this Sunday transmission. I intend to open the phones up about halfway into the hour. Then I intend to get into a lot of the economic news, a lot of the military news, a lot of the medical news. The EPA and FDA are working on releasing genetically engineered mosquitoes across the United States. Also, antibiotic resistance is not theoretical. The threat is real, and it's here, the London Guardian says. We also have just incredible news when it comes to the latest over-the-top crimes of ISIS. Europe continues to open their borders up even more, as it's admitted that giant ISIS sleeping cells, some of them in the hundreds, are coming in and being allowed in. And I want to just say this here now, because this is going to have to be a major investigative report, and it's going to be as big or bigger than the stuff you've seen Project Veritas do. And my goal is not to be bigger than James O'Keefe when it comes to these investigative reports he does. My goal is to stop the tyranny. The only problem is it's going to take a lot of time, and it is dangerous. But people say, why do I tend to tip my hand before I go into something? It's so that good actors inside government and corporations are aware and can figure out what I'm up to when I'm doing things, so that black hats inside the corporate structure can't attack us during those missions. See, there's good people and bad people in the entire structure, whether it's private or corporate or mercenary or governmental. And the reason I signal enough for really smart people to be able to track what we're doing and kind of give us overwatch, and I learned to do this more than 18 years ago, doesn't then let the truly evil people in the system come after us and stop us. So that's why I tend to give enough hints about what I'm going to do. We know of multiple locations with details. I mean, absolute proven fact already in my hands, that what you saw happen in Germany and France and Sweden and Denmark and many other European countries in the last 3 years is currently happening on a gigantor scale that may be as big as the influx of radical Muslims into Europe. You know about the C-130s coming in daily, and it's been in local news in New York and in New York City at LaGuardia and at the San Francisco airport. It's in the local paper that the private planes and the government C-130s land, the refugees come off from North Africa and the Middle East, and they then just disappear. No one's told where they go. And you've got the Texas governor last year saying, you're bringing in thousands into Texas, you won't tell us where they're going, you won't give us names or anything. I have now confirmed in two different states, at two different sites, all the facts that they are kicking old people, Hispanic, black, and white, predominantly, out of Section 8 housing. Again, this has been happening in Europe. It's been in the news. But that it's thousands and thousands a month in big cities, hundreds and hundreds even in middle-sized towns. Now, remember, Jakari Jackson went out last year and reported on this. We're going to go back out. Anderson High in Austin, Texas, my alma mater. I went a couple years in Dallas, a couple years here, graduated in Austin. Had 231, just in 2015, children of, quote, migrants, of refugees from Iraq and Syria. And the school that only has over 1,000 people is under huge labor to deal with this and process that they don't speak a lick of English. Then we started calling around other high schools, hundreds here, hundreds there. Every high school had over 100. Anderson had 230-something, the most we could find. They were quite honest about it. They told the governor at that time it was 200 to the whole state. This is a huge cover-up. Just like we broke in McAllen, Texas, because the Border Patrol called us 2 years ago now. It was later confirmed on Fox News when the Border Patrol came on. Their head of the union said, no, we complete the smuggling process. They bring them in on buses. The Border Patrol takes them, gives them money, vouchers, and then ships them to Democratic Party facilities and Democrat homes all over the country. Then they get welfare for them. They are now, here's the big news flash. Whether they be from Latin America or Syria or anywhere else, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, you name it, they are giving them Social Security numbers and new names. And folks, when I say this is dangerous because we have this directly from the inside. Signed, sealed, delivered. And I'm saying this now to just get this out there because I'm not going to sit on this. I'm going to be on this week. And I've learned people just don't want to see documents and people's faces blurred out talking about it, you know, that are at these facilities. People want to see it. And people, so I'm going to go in. I'm going to wear a disguise the whole nine yards. I'm going in. I'm done. And I'm doing it. So I may be on the road. Just everybody's going to have to deal with it. And there's a bunch of other stories I've been working on. The reason I was out last week, part of the time, it's too intense right now. And I just cannot take all these documented leads that are coming in and let these investigations fall to the wayside because I'm overwhelmed. I've got to recommit to 18 hours a day, and I've got to deliver it, and I will. Because we're in a unique position to fight the globalists. But here's the bottom line. The country is wide open. The government is totally run by foreign criminals. We are totally in the hands of people that hate us. They have checkpoints on the highways. They search you at the TSA. The lines at the TSA are record lengths. They put citizens through all this Homeland Security garbage when you buy a car, a house, a hotel room, whatever. Rent a car. But if you're coming in from anywhere in the world, they will let you come in with no documentation. They will let real terrorists come in and give them fake names, new identities, and Social Security numbers. That's what Obama's doing. I mean, they're giving people just random names that don't even match where they're from or their culture. Our government is importing the sleeper cells. We are wide open. This is total treason. And the TSA says, hey, we've had federal budget cuts. Get ready for 2-, 3-, 4-hour lines at the airports. That's in the New York Times. The feds bring in the radicals, let them attack us, then take our freedoms, and then say get rid of all your encryption because we got to keep you safe from the jihadist we brought in. So that's going to be breaking. And it is acorn level stuff, what you saw with James O'Keefe. I'll just tell you that. You know, I'm tempted just to give this to James O'Keefe. And it's not that I don't even want the credit. I'm so busy trying to run all this. But that's an idea. I could do it in association with him. It takes them a while. It would take them a month to do this. I've got all the intel. Been working on it for a week. I'm ready to do it right now. And I'm just going to I'm done. And by the way, people are scared of these people at these Section 8 facilities, and they're getting in folks' face. And I can't just send my reporters in to deal with folks that'll physically attack you, so I'm going in. And if these jihadis want that, you know, that's just the way it is. I'm going as an American citizen under the First Amendment to document and to cover all this, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm not overblowing it, but I'm also, I mean, it's less dangerous to drive down the highway, you know, in your car. But the real danger is our borders are wide open and there's a larger divide and conquer balkanization plan to all this. And it shows how dumb the elite think we are. They would try something like this against the American people. It's truly over the top. We're going to come back after break with this investigative report breakdown, the latest on Trump and the huge admission that George Soros and Hillary funded the attacks in Chicago and more against the First Amendment and Trump. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to take your calls, interspersed with news and other key clips, coming up in the next segment, or the segment after that. We have Trump insider Roger Stone popping in with an interview I taped yesterday with huge inside intel. Remember, he was on 3 weeks ago and laid out the secret Koch brother meetings and the 75 million and the big telecom heads and the big Silicon Valley people meeting to go after Trump and how they'd finance Rubio and Cruz and how they'd have a theft of his nomination via a broker convention. And people said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. The next day in the Washington Post. But a week later, the Washington Post came out and said it was all true. But didn't give Stone or I any credit. Hey, we don't need the credit. We just want to save our country. But I want to play this report. Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And I want to give first-time callers a chance again today who've got good phones. I don't care if you agree with me, disagree. I want to talk about world events, the election, the attacks on free speech. 877-789-2539. But I want to go to a Paul Joseph Watson report first that he filed from London, England for Infowars.com yesterday that's gone viral, that just does a mashup of how they're trying to blame Trump for what happened in Chicago and in Ohio and other areas, Cleveland. I mean, I actually sit there when I'm on the elliptical and I watch entire Trump speeches that are an hour long, and it's, we're going to try to bring jobs back here. We're not going to let China have internal tariffs. We're going to promote sovereignty again. We're going to incentivize and just simple things that'll work, and they act like it's the most evil, horrible stuff. It's quite frankly not one-tenth as hardcore as it needs to be. It's just compared to all these other traitors, it sounds like mother's milk. It sounds like Beethoven and his Eighth Symphony compared to the clatter that we're getting from the other side, the garbage, the stench, the treasonous trash. But after we play this report, the Washington Post is talking about arresting Donald Trump. Because when other people are violent, you made them do it, so you're at fault. That's political correctness. That's what the Soviet Union did. It's what Europe's doing to restrict free speech. It's incredible. Think about that. And they mean business, folks. These are a bunch of bullies. And again, we were protesting at the abortion clinic last year peacefully, and they had the local Democrat scum. I mean, some of these folks are like, you know, heads of different Democrat Party groups with communist flags, you name it, linking hands, running into us on just the grass off the road, screaming, excuse us, out of our way, coming through, running people over, and then saying we attack them, calling the cops over, and the cops went and looked at our videos and put them in handcuffs. Then they scream, oh, the cops are oppressing them. We have video of it. And I've had the Democratic Party come out and say that I attack them, and they've edited it and put it out. In fact, I'm not supposed to even get into it, so I'm not going to, but they've even been behind the scenes doing stuff in court. I mean, you just cannot believe how these people operate, folks. They are so over the top. They're weak, they're dumb, they're stupid, they're evil, so they have to cheat. They have to do dirty tricks because they're piles of anti-human garbage. And they want our free speech. These people are dangerous. They want to bully us into submission. They're would-be tyrants. There are not words to describe the treacherous, low-down dishonorableness of these people. Let's go to Paul Watson's powerful report.
Crazed, violent Bernie Sanders supporters, Black Lives Matter extremists, and other leftist agitators crashed a Donald Trump rally in Chicago.
Radical Muslims. Radical Muslims.
Unhinged mobs assaulted people, attacked police, tore up signs, blocked ambulances, fired guns in the air, and threatened to rape women. Oh, but that's just their free speech, cried the media and Bernie Sanders supporters. Really? So if Donald Trump voters had crashed a Bernie Sanders event, assaulted his supporters, attacked police, tore up signs, blocked ambulances, fired guns in the air and threatened to rape women, you'd say that was just their free speech. Look at this Bernie supporter expressing his free speech. He's an anti-violence activist after all. Here's another peaceful Bernie voter, proudly threatening to physically attack Trump supporters. Here's a peaceful Bernie supporter flying a communist flag, a political system responsible for the deaths of hundreds of millions of people. So peaceful! Here are Black Lives Matter supporters wishing that someone had tried to assassinate Trump in Chicago. Look who showed up to voice his support for the anti-Trump crowd. Domestic terrorist Bill Ayers. And who did Megyn Kelly blame for all this? Donald Trump.
Trump's own rhetoric at his rallies, and in particular, some of the violence we have seen at his rallies, some of the violent clashes with protesters, who often are African-American, has fed into what we're seeing here tonight.
Who did Rachel Maddow blame? Donald Trump.
When before this rally started, when we saw what was happening in the streets outside this event, and we saw what Donald Trump had done to incite violence, and I'm saying that deliberately, to incite violence from his event earlier today in St. Louis.
Who did Ted Cruz blame? Donald Trump.
But in any campaign, responsibility starts at the top. Any candidate is responsible for the culture of the campaign. You create an environment that only encourages this sort of nasty discord.
Who did Marco Rubio blame? You guessed it, Donald Trump.
There are real consequences to the words that someone speaks, whether it's as a presidential candidate or ultimately as a president.
Donald Trump's rhetoric is to blame. I guess the Bernie supporters were offended, just like the Charlie Hebdo jihadists were offended. Poor babies. Listen, if over 1,000 violent, angry Trump supporters behaved anything like this, do you think the media would describe them as legitimate protesters? Oh, but they're protesting against fascism by silencing people's free speech with intimidation tactics and threatening them with violence if they vote a certain way. Yeah, I'm not sure if you knew this, but that's actually a hallmark of fascism. These are the people who will riot and burn American cities to the ground if Trump is elected president. Why? Because they've been given legitimacy by a mainstream media who said that looting and rioting was an acceptable form of protest after Ferguson. Black Lives Matter has been given credence despite the fact that its ideological inspiration is a convicted cop killer on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Despite the fact that its supporters have called for killing cops, plotted to bomb police stations, and have actually killed police officers. This is the group that Hillary Clinton promised to change laws to appease. Whether you love or loathe Donald Trump, encouraging this kind of mayhem is a recipe for disaster.
Paul Watson has knocked it out of the park. That video's up at Infowars.com right now. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the battle for Western civilization taking place. This is the takeover of our country.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Sunday worldwide transmission. Look at the Washington Post in my hand if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, I will read the headline. Could Donald Trump be held legally responsible for violence at his rallies? That is the essence, from Australia to Germany to the United States, of the totalitarian left program. Where if you say something someone doesn't like we should be a sovereign nation, or we shouldn't let Muslims in until we at least vet who they are and check their IDs. They're letting them in now, just not even looking at their IDs. But citizens are scrutinized. And then they say, oh my gosh, he's so racist, let's go after him. Like they said, I was deeply racist on MSNBC because I didn't agree with Obamacare. I've played those clips many times. It was on a bunch of their shows. They were like, he's deeply racist. That's why he's against it. He doesn't want people to have free health care because it isn't free. We read the bill. It's got death panels. But they've got a dumbed down population. At least a part of the population of every race, color, and creed are the sons and daughters of trendies who believe whatever TV tells them. And it's like a different world. People that watch mainstream media believe all that. And then folks that are aware of it know how ridiculous it is, but it doesn't matter. It's like a different world. Another country, another language. They just believe it. They're chumps. And there's giant armies of chumps that just want to be petted and have their egos soothed and told little platitudes. I'm going to cover this after this particular clip, but imagine if when Obama was having crowds of 20,000 people, never as big as Trump, some as big as 50, when he was first about to win in 2008. Imagine if there would have been groups of people, predominantly white, showing up, running over people, hitting people, beating people. It would have been the end of the world. But because Donald Trump's a white guy and George Soros and Hillary are funding it, not Bernie, that's all staged. The proof's coming up in a moment. It's okay and good. And I go to their Twitters and their Facebooks, major political activists. They're like, let's kill Trump. Saturday Night Live says, let's hire an assassin. New York Times says, let's kill him. These are not liberals, folks. These are totalitarians. You know, my grandfather, when he got elected to state government as an Eisenhower Republican, my dad's dad, he wasn't a liberal. He didn't call himself a liberal. He called himself somebody that stood for freedom. But a true liberal would be like Thomas Jefferson. These people are not liberals. These are freakish, hateful, dumb, tribal, groupthink gang members. That's what it's all about, race. It's all about, I watch these videos. And women are saying they're going to vote Hillary because she's a woman. Blacks say that Obama can do whatever he wants because he's black. Doesn't matter if he doubles your unemployment. It's just so crazy. And our own reporters in Ohio, the videos are on Infowars.com. They'd say to him over and over again, they'd say, hey, 52% of blacks have been aborted since Roe v. Wade. They go, shut up, cracker. Shut up, sugar fairy. All these racist names for whites. Never heard that one, but looked it up. Found out what it meant. And those folks just don't care. It's a lottery ticket mentality. They just buy into the hype, and they feel like because they're buying into what's on TV, that's big and glitzy, that's smart, and they're winners. It's like telling a rat, don't go eat that cheese on that mousetrap. Ain't going to listen to you. And by the time that trap slams down their neck and breaks it, they're dead. Doesn't matter. It's really sad. But the government is reversing all the gains we had thanks to abolitionists and Christians and true conservatives and patriots. The party of the Ku Klux Klan, the Democrats, have created total racism. They couldn't get whites to be racist anymore, so they flipped. They got the minorities, too, and the minorities are people, too. They're just as bad, blacks, Hispanics, whatever. Because of the political correctness, they're worse than anything I've ever seen. Just how they're openly racist and don't care and laugh about it. Here's the deal. I'm not going to sink to your level, but I'm not going to buy your guilt anymore. Now, let's speak about Ted Cruz here briefly. You got Rachel Maddow. You got Hillary Clinton. You got that Democratic Party operative, Megyn Kelly. You got them all coming out saying Trump's a racist and deserves to have his rally shut down and people beat up. Blood all over the ground, cops bleeding everywhere. They deserve it. And it's Donald Trump's fault because it happens at the top. Donald Trump is in the position he's in because he's the leader. He's 20, 30, 40 points ahead of everybody else. That's why they're targeting him. And he doesn't take globalist money. And he knows about the one-sided trade deals we've got, and they are hitting the panic button. Now, I don't know where he's going at the end of the day, and I don't even completely trust him. But I know this, the elite are scared of him. I'm going to air the Roger Stone interview I taped yesterday. I'm premiering that here on the radio in the next segment and go to your calls. But right now, let's go to this quick clip from that Paul Watson piece that ought to be the handbook around here for our reporters, the way he just devastatedly laid out all their evil and all their physical attacks and their signs saying, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill Whitey. And it's just like, but that's saying you're racist. It doesn't matter because you're white. I'm allowed to say I'm going to kill you. It's incredible to see the globalists doing this. We're all in this together. Globalism is taking everybody's freedoms. But they don't care. Let's go to this clip. I mean, having Glenn Beck backing him, having the Bushes take over his campaign, his finances, having his wife be Goldman Sachs, CFR, his wife involved creating TPP, that gave me pause on Cruz. But because he did good stuff in the Senate, I thought, well, that's all right. You know, maybe I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But watching him and the dirty tricks, Cruz with his latest thing saying Trump's responsible. If Cruz was in the front, the leader of the pack, and winning, and was a patriot, they'd have the communist style, because it's not communism, but they're using the playbook, brown shirts. You could say fascists did this too, the Nazis, going in and trying to block rallies with violence, shut down free speech, bully free speech. If he was the front runner, they'd be doing this to him, but he's sitting there saying it's Donald Trump's fault that George Soros and Hillary openly admit and took credit for funding this. He doesn't care. He wants to blame Donald Trump. He wants to take your free speech away. Ted Cruz, we now know who you are, buddy. You uncloaked fully. You're an operative just as sure as the sun came up this morning, and we're coming after you. Here's the clip.
But in any campaign, responsibility starts at the top. Any candidate is responsible for the culture of the campaign. You create an environment that only encourages this sort of nasty discourse.
That is 100% leftist blueprint, where they go, we're going to bring in the radical Muslims, let them pour oil on their wives' faces and rape you in the street. When you criticize it and they do violence, we're going to blame you for their violence. When they shoot you up, we're going to blame you and take your speech. Europe's now under martial law after they engineered this, and Cruz is an operative. Free speech was overrated. Real freedom is submission to our global government and its friends. Get along so well.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Dave Mustaine's new Megadeth album. Listen to some right there. The threat is real. Here's the track. Just talking today, the last few weeks, I'm getting on the show, hopefully.
Just a fight, obliteration, no one cares anymore. The Messiah.
The globalists operate just like they're an alien force. I'm not saying they're aliens, but they're changing the genetics of the planet. They're re-engineering the plants, the animals. They're playing every group off against each other scientifically while trying to dumb the population down. They act. I mean, I don't need to go see a movie like 10 Cloverfield with John Goodman that is excellent, by the way. You know, to get spooked out by stuff. I'm living in the real thing right now. I'm going to be talking more about this cosmology in the future because I know the elite's actual blueprint and admitted plan. It's all public, but no one's really put it all together for people. I've tried an Endgame, and I've talked about it on there, but I want to do an updated short film, maybe 20 minutes, that just, hey, this is it. Here they are. Here's where they're going. Here's why. You might want to just know this is going on. By the way, if you want to keep in contact with us, there's more and more censorship, more and more systems trying to block us online. It is imperative that you create an email or sign up with your regular email, whatever the case may be, at Infowars.com/newsletter. There's also a block on the right-hand side of Infowars.com where you just put in your email, and then we can send you exclusive videos, articles, and more. I'm getting hooked up on my phone where I just sit there and send videos directly to you. We're setting that up in the next few weeks where it's just directly to whoever's on the newsletter, like Facebook mentions, but to you, to the InfoWars insiders. So sign up for that. Super Male Vitality is back in stock, sold out for several months. Anthroplex is back. This is just, believe me, just try it. Go read the rave reviews. See what it does to block the estrogen mimickers and stuff they're putting in the food and water. You can also sign up for auto shipping at 10% off at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com on any of the items. And that includes items that are sold out because we hold back what we need for folks that are signed up for auto ship and a little extra for new signups with all products. So never be sold out of Oxy Powder or Super Male Vitality or Brain Force or Silver Bullet or any of the products at InfoWarsStore.com again. What I'm going to do is when I start the next hour, I'm going to go to Chris, Katie, Wyatt, Sam, Roseanne, Jeff, Raymond, and many others. Because I want to give you plenty of time, all of you. The whole second hour will be calls, clips, and news. But right now, let me go to this Roger Stone interview. Again, I don't normally have a guest on twice a week or so, but Roger Stone is the admitted 40-plus year confidant of Donald Trump. He's worked inside four administrations, been in nine campaigns, and one of Nixon's best friends. And I'm not saying Nixon was a great guy. Stone's even said that himself. You know, Reagan, White House, you name it. But he's really hardcore, and everything he's told us the last 6 months has just come true. So I had him on a few times 6 months ago, and everything he said happened months later, and I went, wow, I better have him on every week instead of every month. Then it's every few days because it just keeps all coming true. The Koch brothers' secret meetings, the Silicon Valley meetings, the open saying we're going to take it away from him at the convention and steal the popular vote on the nomination. We have major papers come out and counter him every time he comes on, and then a week later it's admitted. So I interviewed him in a live Facebook mentions. I was on the road. He called me. He said, I just confirmed insiders inside the meeting with Hillary and Move On and David Brock of the White House. These are not Sanders supporters. Not that Sanders is good, but he has the big crowds. He doesn't have the organization. It's Hillary people going after Trump, after free speech, but also then knowing there'll be major blame against Sanders with more mainline Democrats for shutting down free speech. So it's a way to take out both their enemies. Now, Trump's been told this, but Trump understands they're shouting Bernie, 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 because their leaders are inside the Hillary meeting. So Trump may be getting set to come out and say Hillary's involved as well. But right after I had Stone on, I saw last night, Soros-funded MoveOn.org takes credit for violence in Chicago, a Kurt Nemo article. So ships passing in the night. As I'm interviewing Stone, literally, MoveOn comes out and says, we ran the thing. MoveOn and Soros have given almost 90% of their funding to Hillary. Now, they're giving about 10% to Sanders to have some control in case he beats her. But they're all in, basically, 90% for her. So that's confirmation. So this is a big deal, folks, that they would be trying to shut down free speech. And the Washington Post would be saying, could Donald Trump be held legally responsible for violence at his rallies for his speech? So I say, I don't like your corruption, or I don't like our border being open. The Mexican mafia shoots me, and then it's my fault they shot me. I mean, this is tyranny. This is why they want to ban free speech, saying, oh, you upset people. And then they encourage them to attack with violence, and then it's okay. Let's go to this powerful, exclusive, now being aired. Taped it yesterday, put it on Facebook mentions there first, but exclusively now airing Infowars.com on the syndicated radio / TV transmission. The Inside Baseball will also put up on screen some of his tweets on this last night as well. Here it is.
Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, the consummate insider, Breitbart writer. Here we go. Let's see if he answers now. Calling Roger Stone.
Hello.
Yes, Roger. Sorry, just got off the road. Sorry, I'm late. Please give us this breaking info. It's even more amazing than the last data dump you gave us 3 weeks ago. We're on Facebook mentions. I'm going to hold the phone up so the audio can be picked up, Roger.
I think everybody in the country has now heard about these violent protests in Chicago, which are being blamed on supporters of Bernie Sanders. Alex, this is a false flag. These demonstrators are flying under a false banner. They are not Sanders supporters by and large. This is an operation directed by supporters of Hillary Clinton, paid for by George Soros, and move on, by David Brock at Media Matters from America, also funded by Soros, and also by the reclusive billionaire Jonathan Lewis. Now, Lewis was identified in the Miami New Times as a mystery man. He inherited roughly $1 billion from his father, Peter Lewis, and they had been the major financiers of the marijuana legalization efforts across the country. Jonathan Lewis, interestingly, withdrew his support of the Democratic National Committee over the immigration bill that he thought was unfair to gays. In any event, this is a Hillary Clinton operation. The idea here, very clearly, is to divide the Sanders economic voters from Trump. In other words, those voters who've lost their jobs because of NAFTA and all of the other globalist international trade deals that have screwed this country, they now realize these votes are potentially, when Sanders is out of the race, Trump votes, and therefore this is an effort to make Trump toxic, to make a Trump vote, to disqualify him, racist, bigot. The whole thing is essentially a hoax. It's a gambit directed, by the way, by Brock. Now, David Brock was once a friend of mine, and that was a comrade in the fight for freedom. But he went over the dark side to the Clintons for money, big, big, big money. This is his little dirty trick. Unfortunately, they have leaks within their operation. My sources are the very best. The entire conflagration in Chicago is a Hillary Clinton operation. And frankly, I can't see Bernie Sanders have anything to do with this.
I was about to say, he's...
I don't agree with Bernie, but I respect him. And this is not his handiwork or the handiwork of his campaign.
Roger, you've been in 9 administrations, worked inside 4 of them. You are the consummate insider in the last decade. 15 years has turned against them. And everything you've reported for us the last 6 months has turned out to be solid gold. Your articles are almost daily on DrudgeReport.com from Breitbart. You literally, for new viewers, I just want them to know, lead the breaking news cycle with your inside sources in the Democrat, Republican Party, Trump camp, you name it. There's a reason Trump's called you tough, brave, loyal, in his tweets that we're going to add to these articles just for new viewers to know who you are and your bona fides. But not bragging, just laying out some of the background here for new viewers, new listeners. But I know about George Soros. He funded the Ukraine overthrow, playing Catholic off against Orthodox. He helped fund the Arab Spring, Shiite against Sunni, divide and conquer, the great game, Balkanization. And when I saw all these Bernie shirts and Bernie people saying we attacked, people shooting guns in the air saying we support Bernie, that is so clearly a way to attack him, make him look like a radical revolutionary, and to make Hillary look good.
All right.
And to also make Trump look like...
Go ahead and fade it down there. We're going to come back with 3 more minutes where he goes into what I was just saying. We're going to end it there and then go right to your calls as we start the second hour in just a few minutes. Tell your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, your family, tune into this live right now on these stations you're listening to. Stop on the side of the road. Tell people tune into the local station. Send out the links to Infowars.com/show. Just raise the alarm. You are the modern Paul Revere's.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This really is an emergency transmission. We really are the resistance. We just want to have low taxes and personal rights and basic family values. Doesn't mean we hate anybody. We just know we're under attack. The better clangers. And we're not just going to go quietly into the night and roll over. We see the armies of dumbed down, domesticated fools and all their giant corporate funding. And it really is sick. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Chris and Katie and Wyatt and Sam and Roseanne and Jeff and Raymond and others. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789. Alex, first-time callers today, 877-789-2539. Be ready, because I'm going right to you and moving to the next person. Let's finish up the Roger Stone interview. The full interview is on our Facebook mentions and on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's titled Breaking Hillary is Funding. Let's click it, give you the actual headline. Breaking Anti-Trump Protest Funded and Directed by Hillary. You can hear the whole 18-minute interview right there, but here's three more minutes of the most choice tidbits.
And when I saw all these Bernie shirts and Bernie people saying we attacked, you know, people shooting guns in the air saying we support Bernie, that is so clearly a way to attack him, make him look like a radical revolutionary, and to make Hillary look good, and then to also make Trump look like the racist when the media plays this up. This is amazing. But that, this isn't your opinion. Again, to be clear, you have sources inside saying this is a Soros slash Brock Media Matters, which they admit is run by the White House. They have weekly meetings. His former transition chief, Obama's former transition chief. You're saying this is a false flag. I agree. You have the inside knowledge, but we've seen the buildup towards race war this summer, this fall, to try to cloud the entire election. Is that what you're getting at? Is this the opening salvo in these attempts?
I think Hillary understands that Trump would lose the votes of certain establishment Republicans if he's the nominee. On the other hand, it doesn't matter because of his crossover outreach. Right now in Ohio, Democrats and independents in the Mahoning Valley, people who have lost their jobs because of these great globalist trade deals, are lining up to vote for Donald Trump in the Republican primary, which is legal in Ohio with some paperwork. This is, and we saw the same crossover in Michigan. So it has occurred to the Clinton people that Bernie's economic voters, not his hard left voters, you're never going to get them. They'll end up going for Hillary. But Bernie's economic voters, blue-collar folks who have just figured out they've been left out of the New World Order economy, are a ripe target for Trump. He's already getting a crossover. They are petrified of that. So this little maneuver, this David Brock dirty trick, solves two problems with one stone. It helps knock down Bernie, after all, his people are involved in violence, and it also disqualifies Trump as a future vote by trying to brand him as a racist or a bigot. The whole thing is a kabuki dance. It's all orchestrated, and I think it's vitally important that Trump understand it's not Bernie or the Sanders campaign is disrupting his rallies. This is a Hillary Clinton operation. I don't just have sources, Alex. I have impeccable sources.
All right, so he doesn't just have sources, he has impeccable sources, and that's been proven over and over again. When I come back, I'm going to take your calls, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump, political correctness, you name it. Talk about bills they've got introduced to ban semi-autos in the Congress. It is all coming up today. We'll get into antibiotic resistance. It's not theoretical. It's here. ISIS crimes against Christians detailed in new report. Obama came to Austin last Friday. It was truly disgusting and pathetic to feed on all the South by Southwest idiots here to have their dreams stolen. A giant corporate force-feeding event of mindless propaganda where you pay thousands of dollars to hear a Google executive or an Apple executive give you a speech. All these poor folks with all their college degrees are so desperate. They just fork over more money like somebody at a casino who's already got their house in hock.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I came to fight. Been on air 21 years. Next month. We do crash through the lies and disinformation. We do wage war on corruption. You notice we've made good on our threats to fight the tyrants with all of our combined strength and will. And we've just begun to fight. So know that no matter what happens to me in this battle or other patriots, we win. because our hearts, our souls, our guts, our wills, our very intellect, our very essence, our very spirit is committed. And we'll never surrender. Whatever the cost may be, we will defend humanity. We shall go on to the end. We will fight with growing strength and confidence, to quote Winston Churchill. Look at this headline. Could Donald Trump be held legally responsible for violence at his rallies? The globalists, the big mega bankers, Soros, who's overthrown governments, screwed over countless countries, funded the radical Muslim Arab Spring, a Nazi collaborator when he was 14 years old, and he's here trying to savage our free speech today. And he's got all these politically correct weirdos bullied in high school and college into cults, trying to bully our speech and tell us to sit down and shut up. They can't produce anything. Their only hope is to make us, the producers, their milk cows. Not gonna happen. The producers, those that have the Promethean fire of creativity, are slow to anger and slow to action. But once their will is kindled, once the giant rises, nothing on earth will stop it. Because we don't serve the God of this world, the God of poverty, the God of disease, the God of lies, the God of bullies. We serve the God that created it all. And you know that, don't you? It's why you hate us. You knew from the beginning you were a failure. It's why you tried to overturn the chessboard. It's why you hate life. Why you poison the public in general. It's your pathetic temper tantrum as you roll off the edge of the cliff into the abyss you dug for yourselves forever. Let's go ahead and go to the phone calls broadcasting worldwide. I want to go to Roseanne first. Roseanne's calling from North Carolina. Roseanne, thank you for calling and holding today. It's good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, how the heck are you?
I am doing good talking to you. So what's your view on all this craziness? What are you calling about this evening?
I happen to be American, and I also happen to be Hispanic, and I'm for Trump. I have been for Trump ever since he started talking about that wall, because I want the sovereignty of my country. I believe in that. I'm an American. That's what I believe in. And so I've been to 3 rallies so far of Trump's, and they were really fun. I couldn't believe how much fun I had going to a rally.
You mean all the supposed Ku Klux Klan members didn't attack you? And see, that's why what they're really afraid of, because they know demographically, depending on the Latin American country, or people that have been here, people that want to come here legally that are free market, 60, 70, 80%, depending on the Gallup poll, want to control our borders. Duh, you lock your door at night. It just means there's some basic security on the borders, you know, not inside the country. That's a police state. They spin it like that, so that Hispanics and others don't feel comfortable to go to a Tea Party or a Trump event, so it's 90% white to continue the illusion. That's what they want. So thank God you're trying to break that paradigm. We have articles on Infowars.com right now, Roseanne, that show all the people hugging black, white, Hispanic. In fact, it's kind of almost pathetic on the other side, where if you're black or Hispanic, everyone's hugging you and squeezing. And I'm seeing those videos and photos, and it's almost a euphoric event, because these people just want their jobs back. They just want their guns back. They want their families back. The people aren't at the Trump rallies because they hate brown-skinned people. There's probably, you know, 5% there that are like that. I mean, you know, because that's just what this paradigm creates. But this isn't what this is about. Donald Trump's not about that. Correct me if I'm wrong. What experiences have you had as an American who happens to be Hispanic or Latino? What is your experience?
Experience at the rallies?
Yes.
Oh, I've made friends. We've taken phone numbers. We've texted each other. We get together. I mean, I've made a ton of friends. In the last rally that was here in Fayetteville, I made friends with a little five-year-old girl that I kind of hung out for 3 hours before Trump came on.
And what color is that little girl?
She was a little white girl.
Oh, my gosh. She'll grow up liking Hispanic people. How horrible is this? She'll grow up having kinship with you as a human. How horrible. Can you not see how the left is social engineering and are the ones creating the division? I mean, they really are out of control.
Sweetheart, I know the game. Trust me. I know the game. And all I care about is Americans. That's all I care about. If you love our country, guess what? I'll care about you. But if you're just trying to cause strife and take our country down, then no, you're going to have to pull it from my cold, dead hand, because that's not going to happen on my watch.
That's beautiful. What do you think about the Democrats openly being caught running Hillary, move on, admit they're doing it, but they're blaming Bernie because they got their own operative to chant Bernie? I mean, that's really a dirty trick. Trump needs to get on that right now.
Well, I did see, I was messing off on Facebook last night. I caught your live broadcast with Roger Stone, so I wanted to thank you about that, but I tried to share it as much as I could, and I actually went on Donald Trump's Facebook and put it out there. I don't know how to reach out to anybody, but I'm trying to share it as much as I can, and they're smug in thinking what they're thinking, like, haha, we got one over on you. But I'm just disgusted with them. And you know what is funny is that these people, these protesters are being interviewed, and they were asking, hey, why are you here? And I don't want to talk about that right now. You know what? If somebody came and asked me why I was here, I would say, I'm trying to save my freaking country.
Oh, that's how the communists and socialists and move-ons, they always won't talk. They get in meetings in a warehouse. They get paid. A lot of them admit they're being paid. And then they march out, and they follow their orders, stir up trouble. Then they blame Trump. Can you believe the Washington Post wants him arrested because dirty Nazi collaborator George Soros sends a bunch of thugs in there to punch people?
Well, and that's why I was calling, because I'm a 51-year-old grandma, and I was actually on the overpasses for 18 months out here in Raleigh, I was talking smack about my government because I'd had it. And we even moved our protest to the weekend on Saturday so we wouldn't, impede traffic. We didn't want to bother anybody.
I remember covering those, but the police still come after you. Right, exactly. If you're funded by a communist or a Nazi collaborator, you can punch cops in the face. But if you stand on the street corner and promote freedom, the cops are ordered to come after you because their bosses are a bunch of anti-freedom leftists.
Exactly.
I've had South by Southwest handing out free pamphlets that just promote free speech, and they go, you and Austin can't do it. And the cop goes, I'm not going to arrest him. And then they have bureaucrats come and order the cop to do it, and then two different sets of cops 2 years ago wouldn't do it, and I learned they file complaints on them. That's how out of control these people are.
We need to get our country back, Alex. Just keep on fighting. We need to get our country back. And if someone like me can wake up from my deep slumber, and I've only been awake for about 5 or 6 years, but let me tell you, I am freaking awake, okay?
Rah!
And and if someone like me, who was not engaged at all, can wake up, trust me, there are others like me.
That's right. People get mad at folks that aren't awake. When you're asleep, you can laugh at somebody and put shaving cream on their face like you do in college or whatever. It's easy to laugh at somebody when they're asleep. Once they're awake, they're awake. Don't be too mad at a lot of these people. They're brainwashed. They've been manipulated. If we don't just fight with them mindlessly and actually show them how they've been conned, we can get through to some of them. God bless you. You're an amazing lady. We appreciate you. Now, I just spent 5 minutes on Roseanne. I got to go quicker. When we come back, Sam, Wyatt, a whole bunch of others. We got like 15 calls. I'm going to get to everybody before the show ends today. But let me tell you, if you are a, quote, so-called minority, you need to go to a Tea Party or a Patriot or Libertarian event. You're actually going to see people that aren't involved in white guilt. They're involved in being tired of the brainwashing, and you're going to absolutely get your butt kissed. Okay? Now, there'll be a few, you know, idiots there, but so what? Break through that. Come in for liberty.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, we don't usually have foibles or mess ups at Infowars.com, but it happens. There's a video that got posted just yesterday by our reporters in Ohio to YouTube, but it somehow didn't get posted in the article at Infowars.com. So I'm going to have whoever did that, it's no big deal, post the video to the front page of Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. And I see it there. It's not working on my phone or two of my computers. So that's kind of a mystery. But this is what MSM is hiding at Trump rallies. Political adversaries attempt to discuss their differences. Well, I mean, it's beyond that. Groups actually come together at Trump rallies. Media covers it up is the real headline. And I want to tweet that up. Media covers up races coming together. It really is just one race, but they call it that. It's more like breeds. Like dogs are all dogs. They're different breeds. It's breeds. But to say race, a race is a different group. Different races of fish, different races of birds, they can't breed together. So whatever, all these terms are wrong. But this is what the MSM is hiding at Trump rallies. And the video needs to go viral. It's up on Infowars.com. I guess they just got it posted. So let's get that out to everybody. Very, very important. The media hates this. And let me tell you, I've talked to so many Hispanics, blacks, and others. They don't want to admit they like Trump because they think they'll be demonized. Who cares what the media or dumb people that you know say to you? Again, I go back to my dad's dad, World War II vet, you name it, running for office and winning as part of the big Eisenhower sweep in Texas. It was all over the country. And it was very unpopular to be a Republican, but they were for civil rights and the civil rights movement in the 50s. It was Republicans that did that. The Democrats saw they were being beaten, so they flipped and just turned the minority groups into like Klan groups. That's what they did. They know what they're doing. And the Republicans played along with it because they're bought and paid for by the Rockefellers. We have manipulated consensus. There have been books written on it by Carol Quigley. We sell it, Tragedy and Hope, where he admits how they control the left and right. This is a real shot at breaking that. So go find somebody that's a, quote, minority and take them to a Libertarian or Patriot meeting or Tea Party meeting or Trump meeting. Everybody will be absolutely embracing him, and their paradigm will be shifted forever. Just like that. Just like you say, you want to beat the gun grabbers? Take a trendy out with a revolver to a gun range. Teach them safety. Have them shoot. They'll be empowered. They won't be scared anymore. Paradigm shattered. It's over. I actually do that with Mike Judge. I took most of the cast of Silicon Valley out like 2 years ago at South by Southwest, 2 years ago right now. And they were all basically anti-gun, got them to shoot. They were salivating. They were freaking out going, why shouldn't I have a gun if a criminal can get one? It makes sense. It's wrong. It was incredible. So I don't just fight here on air. I deprogram people on a regular basis. They want us all hating each other. Let's go back to calls. I got so many calls here. Let's see who's up first. Sam in San Marcos, Texas, just south of Austin. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling today, Sam.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Welcome to the airwaves.
To talk to you, finally. I'm actually a long-time listener, first-time caller. I was actually with you. A little nervous here, but I'll try to get through it. I was with you at in the rain over at the Occupy the Fed protest. I was with you at the Alamo for that gathering on the Second Amendment, and I was at the Planned Parenthood there in Austin for the All Black Lives Matter protest.
I know, because we're so racist, we don't want to kill 15 million black people. I know we're horrible. You want to apologize for trying to save black babies right now?
Well, can you please disavow David Duke? Because that's all I really want to hear right now.
Are you joking? Like Donald Trump, he disavows him. Yes, I disavow. I disavow. And I disavow all the other groups. You know, I would meet with Duke. I actually had him on to try to expose eugenics and the attack against everybody. It'd be like if aliens attack the Earth. Could I meet with David Duke and say, let's stop fighting with other humans? And his argument is, well, whites are under attack. Everybody's under attack. I agree. It's balkanization. It's full-spectrum dominance. But I bet with Farrakhan, he agreed. The globalists are attacking everybody. It's time to stop fighting. They want a race war. That was a big interview. He actually likes Trump. Notice the media won't pick that up. That Louis Farrakhan has woken up. Go ahead.
Exactly. They're too afraid to pick that up because they want to keep race baiting. And I just want to also mention I'm that same guy that wrote that song, the All Black Lives Matter song that you graciously put up on your Alex Jones channel. Appreciate that very much. That song, I believe it, this government has been taken over by criminals. We need to take our country back. That's the core message of
Donald Trump. Good job, Sam. Thank you so much. Let's move on to the next person, Wyatt. Wyatt, calling in from the great state of Kentucky. You're on the air globally. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Glad to talk to you.
Glad to talk to you, my friend. Go ahead.
Okay, I went to the Trump rally in Louisville about 2 weeks ago, and we had a good vantage point. We were able to see some of the protesters and how they were filming each other and literally instigating different things and kind of not actually punching, but poking out at people as they were being hauled out.
Yeah, they link arms, they run into you, they jab you with an elbow, they bump into you. They're all well-trained. I mean, this is all admittedly run. You know, Bill Ayers was out there, you know, and he's not involved in bombing, you know, police stations or whatever. He's involved, you know, pissing on American flags. And it's just total trash. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And totally coordinated, too. It's people who think this is organic and people just getting together. This is totally planned and obvious from the beginning, just watching it unfold. And we were able to see it several times. And the protesters themselves were some of the rudest people we'd ever seen because they stood within 2 inches in front of me, blocking my view. I had a Vietnam veteran standing next to me and a young man, a special needs, in a wheelchair, whose mother was propping up in a wheelchair. And when they were being pulled out, they actually kicked over. He had a stack of Trump signs and kicked over his, this young man in a wheelchair kicked over his sign.
I've noticed that when they show up to attack us, we have it on footage, they will attack people in wheelchairs and stuff because they're paid to do it, but they're such cowards that because they don't know what's going on, that they attack who they think is weak. Because, you know, they're told go punch somebody in the face. But then it's kind of scary to do that. So somebody in a wheelchair, somebody on crutches, an old lady, that's who they'll attack. But a lot of them are well-meaning liberals that are brainwashed. If you actually talk to them, they freak out and get deprogrammed on the spot. See this? And these are Black Lives Matter people that don't know what's going on, being deprogrammed by the Trump people, who are just patriots. This is devastating the globalists, folks. We need to reach out to these people right now. It will defeat them. Go ahead.
Totally
when I say defeat them,
you,
I mean the globalist controllers. Go ahead.
Yeah, totally brainwashed. And once you sit down and talk to some of these people, they really don't even know any of the policies. Like some of the interviews with Joe Biggs and Jakari, where you're interviewing people at UT, and they can't even name one policy that they're in favor of for Hillary. They can't name one policy that they're opposed to for Mr. Trump. Totally brainwashed. Don't know what they're talking about. Once you sit down and inform them a little bit.
No, that's it. These people, whether they're black or white, have been raised in front of television sets for 60 years in their crap-filled diapers. They don't know what planet they're on. Their parents are zombies. And when real, original Americans of every race, color, and creed reach out to them, it's like the sun coming up, you know, in the morning. It is just incredible. And it absolutely breaks their paradigm because they're not getting love from the Soros people at these rallies with a commie going, I'll give you the cash. Here's what you do to fight the racist. Get in there and we might get you a job. You hear what we're saying? Do a good. And then they leave the mob boss and there's all these glowing, loving patriots. If you just hug them, it's game over.
If you're receiving this transmission, it comes from FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas. In the former
you are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
There is a resistance. We're fighting back. Organize. Resist the globalists. Identify the foreign mega banks that run the narcotics and the child kidnapping rings. Warn your friends and family about the soft kill weapons in the food, the water, the vaccines. Face the truth. Read the globalists' own admissions. The enemy plan is public. They think we're so dumb, they admit it to their own minions. I'm going to go right back to your calls here in just a moment. I'm going to be going to Raymond. I'm going to be going to Katie. I'm going to be going to Jason, Christina, Chris, Jeff, so many others. And I'm going to just race through calls now, giving each person about a minute. But if you just join me, let me go through some of the headlines that I didn't get to themselves. Just let the headlines speak for themselves. First off, though, we are funded by you, the patriots. We don't have, again, stimulus money like MSNBC, billions of dollars, or 400 plus million a year, taxpayer money like NPR, and then billions in Rockefeller Foundation money. We are funded by you buying high-quality water filters at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code WATER, get 10% off at checkout. Get an additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip on products like our super high-quality organic coffee. Most stuff's made in America, but Mexico does have the best coffee in the world from Chiapas, in my opinion. It's almost like Guatemalan coffee, but even better. It's right on the border. High mountain, organic, volcanic soil, delicious. You sign up for AutoShip for that. Any of the products, the great nutraceuticals, you name it. There isn't a lot of real iodine out there that isn't bound to other compounds and other elements. We have deep earth crystal source that no one else has in a palm oil patented system the Russians invented. And this is pure iodine in a safe organic base and just pulls out the toxins, blocks the estrogen mimickers. This is the one product everybody should take. Now, you will detoxify on average in about 2-3 weeks, so get ready to feel like crap a few days. But after that, it's just I mean, I look 10 years younger. And I'm still not a beach boy, like I said, but I look a lot better. My mother today, I was over at her house, she was just like, as I was swimming in their pool with my kids, and she's just like, you've lost like 60, 70 pounds. You look like, I look pretty darn good now. I barely have any belly fat. I mean, it's like 95% gone. X2, Super Male Vitality is back in stock. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off or whatever. Just buy it by itself. Try it. Try Super Female Vitality, Anthroplex. Try the other products. Knockout is 10 known ingredients to give you healthful, restful, deep sleep. It's got everything. One bottle of melatonin is $19.95. We have the same dose in this pill of organic melatonin for $19.95 and then 9 other ingredients like L-tryptophan. That's the stuff that's in turkey. Makes you sleepy on Thanksgiving. It's super healthy. We've got the valerian root. That's only 3 ingredients, folks. I'm going to stop right there. $19.95, 10 ingredients. That's why we call it knockout. Take one pill, really good sleep. Take two, you better be ready to go to bed for 10, 12 hours. And let me just be honest with folks. I never had trouble sleeping for the last 3-4 years with all the stress. I have tried, you know, a few times prescription sleeping pills. They make me feel horrible, make me sleep weird, feel groggy the next day. This stuff is totally smooth. 1/100 the price overall. It's just awesome, and it's natural. God's medicine cabinet, InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out. We've got the great nootropic brain boost product there as well that blows away the competition. Brain Force is better than leading competitors that are $60. It has higher dosages of better known compounds and some of the same as leading competitors that are $60. And I talk to marketers, they go, listen, if you put a higher price on this, people will buy it, you'll make more money. I cannot morally sell you something with a huge price tag just because people will buy it thinking it's better. This is better than all the major leading competitors and half the price. And the industry is freaking out over it. A lot of people figured this out. A lot of people haven't. They're like, all the big foodies and the experts and the vitamin Nazis are obsessed with us now. We have 5 stars across the board on all these big third-party sites we have links to. They're like, we are game changers. Because listen, I don't do anything to people I don't want. I'm super superstitious. Understand that? God fear, whatever you call. I do not screw people, folks. I will not do it. And I can't believe the industry. I'm just going to say that right there. Because we got stuff for half the price that I know costs 3 times what the leading competitor puts on their bottles. And I'm really thinking about doing advertising where I break it all down and show it, but I don't like being like that. Just look into it for yourselves. Other nootropics are double the price or more, and they're not as good. I'm done. Get Brain Force today. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Would that be Katie in Maryland? And then I'll go to Raymond and others. Katie, thanks for holding. You're a sweetheart. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for all the great information that you give to all of us. I just started listening to your show a couple years ago. My husband had told me about you. When I was watching the Chicago protest, it sickened me to see the different posters that they had out there with the messages that they were sending through that I was watching on Fox News.
And, oh, I was seeing it. It's like, we're going to kill you if you're for Trump. We're going to beat you up if you're for Trump. Knockout game for Trump. Punching cops in the head. And then the media's like, this is good. They deserve it. Trump, it's Trump's fault. What do you think about the Washington Post and others calling for Trump to be arrested or sued as if his speech, bad people do stuff because of his speech, then it's his fault?
Yeah, I mean, it blows my mind because what I saw from the protesters is where I saw the violence being incited, not by his supporters.
Well, welcome. Hey, in Europe, they bring in radical Muslims. They attack. And then they ban the Germans, French, Swedes, and others from their free speech. Isn't that sick?
It really, it got to me that Donald Trump could not do his rally, considering how many supporters actually wait in line for hours to go see him speak, and you don't know if they're coming from other states. But my point is how can people get together and organize a peaceful protest and show these people what a peaceful protest is supposed to be about?
Well, listen, I try to coordinate stuff like this. You know what? That's it. I've got to step up to the plate. I don't want to spend time with my children. I've just got to do it. They have no future if we don't win this. This is the time to be all in. I will organize the next week a Trump rally here in Texas. Or maybe I should pick some really dangerous zone like Chicago. But I'm a top general in this fight now, and I want to put myself in the front lines. My gut wants to do it, but my intellect says you need to hang back because God, my kids are counting on me, though. But they're counting on me to stay alive, too. We just need to organize a Trump rally, and we need to go into the lion's den and then try to, like Gandhi, I think the answer is let them hit us and then say, that, we love you and we're sorry you're brainwashed, and then just get a core of people to go out. And then the enemy will be smart, though, like when we, with Drudge, protested the naked body scanners, and we had an opt-out week. They just stopped doing the body scanners because they didn't want to let us have that big victory. Remember that? They would probably then not activate because they knew that we were going to let them attack us and not attack them like Martin Luther King did. But the way to beat this brainwashing is not to fight them, because the minions are brainwashed. We have to reach out to them. What do you think, ma'am? What do you think we do, Katie?
Well, I think that the majority of the people are intelligent enough to get their point across. And like you said, a Trump rally or any kind of protest, I mean, the way that the welfare works, I mean, everybody is, my husband makes $30,000. We rent. We are living paycheck to paycheck. And there's millions of people like that throughout America. And, we need to get our points across that the system hasn't been working for decades.
They're trying to totally break you and force you onto welfare. And once the economy collapses, they're going to put everybody in make work brigades. And then it's going to be 18-hour days. I mean, they are. Gosh, I mean, in the 60s and 70s, you could be blue-collar and have a nice house and go on vacations and put your kids in college. And globalism and NAFTA and GATT has so screwed us. And now they're going to make it even worse. And now they've got dumbed-down yuppies. It's so sad. I hear you. Listen, I can't even go to some of the blue-collar restaurants I used to go to, because I'm just a blue-collar guy. At my base level, I like the people. And I go and I see people not able to order even cheap food. And it just makes me cry. It really does, because I love prosperity. I hate seeing people at a cafeteria that can't even, get dinner for themselves. They'll be back. Stay with us.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I want to go back to your phone calls here in the final segment. Back live tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central for the 4-hour global transmission. This is the 2-hour Sunday broadcast. Weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Again, I don't like Bernie Sanders, but he is an outside candidate. He's like the extreme version of what they're doing. They want to make him push it as a socialist to make Hillary look reasonable. But MoveOn.org, George Soros, they're supporting Hillary. And they admittedly took credit for what happened in Chicago Friday, banning a free speech rally. I mean, I would be against banning the Ku Klux Klan or the new Black Panther Party or, a radical Muslim group from meeting, as long as they're not calling for violence. But violence was used to shut this down, and we're told it's okay. That is so sick. And the Washington Post, the mouth of Soren, the mouth of Hitler, the mouth of Stalin, the mouth of the globalist, the mouth of stink, wants to arrest Donald Trump or go after him or sue him because they're saying his speech caused this. And everybody and his mommy who's in the establishment, from Ted Cruz to Mrs. Maddow, Miss Maddow, whatever, that creature. What was she starred on Saturday Night Live before she got the job there? Pat. Pat says he's bad. And all of them, Ted Cruz. So here's the clip just on record where they admit, even on CNN, MoveOn.org, not Bernie Sanders. Here it is.
Getting some information, I think, from
from MoveOn.org? Were they somehow involved with what happened tonight?
You just asked me a moment ago, you think we're going to see more of this? And let me just emphatically restate my yes based on this. This is an email that MoveOn.org, a liberal activist group, just sent out to its members and with breaking news. And they have some pictures from this protest. And they take credit for being part of the effort, part of the successful
civil unrest
Trump event. And then they say, quote, this is what standing up to hate looks like. And it's a huge win for courageous student and community organizers who knew they were risking their own safety by taking action.
God.
Everywhere Trump goes, his hate. And violence.
Look at the red flags.
Needs to be met with this kind
people
of
are true morons.
Opposition. So MoveOn has a very large.
By the way, you see all the hijabs out there in the crowd? Or?
And you can be certain that they're taking credit for being part of this tonight, John.
I saw articles on Infowars.com that showed, quote, Muslims against Trump.
Of the Donald Trump event, and they're urging their members.
You know, they wouldn't have their women be allowed to go out and protest. But they want to run around here in America and tell us we can't have our First Amendment. You know what? You want to fight? You got one. I'm just, all of you. I'm a Renaissance man. I'm a true liberal. I love Thomas Jefferson. I love George Washington. My forebears helped found the country and helped found Texas. And I see a bunch of fascist control freak dumbasses from all over the world that can't build a civilization coming here to tell me I'm the problem. You're the problem, parasite. And you don't intimidate me. And you want to fight? You better believe you got one. You understand that? We've only begun to awaken of every race, color, and creed that wants freedom. And we know who you are, and you're not going to pour acid on our wives' faces. You're not going to cut little girls' genitals off. You're not going to make us wear beekeeper suits. And your leftist sick supporters, your fascist trash supporters, are too stupid to even tie their shoelaces. You think you can really take us on? You think our compliance is a sign of weakness? You think our kindness is a sign of weakness? You're about to find out. Let's go to phone calls. I've got dozens of them here, but I want to just get to everybody who's been holding the longest here. Let's go to Raymond. I'm going to go to Raymond in California. Wants to talk about moves to ban semi-auto rifles. Well, Obama said he's not coming after our guns, so it doesn't matter what bill's introduced. He says what reality is. Go ahead.
Yes, I was calling in about assembly bill starting with 1663. That would ban all semi-auto rifles with a detachable magazine.
Yeah, what state is that? They got federal and state ones. They got a whole flotilla to ban the guns. What state are you in? California?
California. Yes, and they also want to limit the purchases to one per month.
Oh, I know, and they want to. They got tagging of the bullets and tagging of the caps and tagging of the firing pin. So all the gun manufacturers left your state. I know. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, and the only way we can keep our semi-auto after the law passes, if we register it as an assault weapon. I mean,
and then, of course, they're going to confiscate. Registration leads to what?
Confiscation, sir.
Always does, but like they laugh at us because we say, putting a pot and water on and turning the flame up makes it boil. They're like, he claims it makes it boil. What a cook. Sorry.
Everyone listening, you know, to email the governor of California, letting him know that we're already outgunned by the criminals, and we don't.
He knows that. He knows that they're collapsing it. They want to collapse our wealth, threaten communism and collectivism. So they have to collapse the system, blame it on capitalism to make us accept living on communal farms where they waddle around in black uniforms and rape our wives. It's all about literally torturing us in dungeons. Okay. They don't want profit. They hate your swimming pool. They hate your jumbo jet. They hate you being able to travel the world, that I can go to Bergstrom and pay like $800 and fly to Germany express. They don't like choices. They want the future for themselves. They want to have you in a small cell and stomp your guts out. I appreciate your call. I mean, literally, I'm not kidding. They want to kill you and rape your wife. You understand? These are weak people. Strong people don't want to dominate because, you know, you're just embarrassed by how strong you are and how altruistic and how much you love things. And you're just honorable and cool. You're confident. Filth isn't. They're coming for you because you are good. Because you're beautiful. Because you're strong. They're going to stomp your brains out. Figure that out yet? Pax packs of dumbasses, packs of snotnoses, run by evil psychos, are coming for us. The founders laid in the First Amendment and the Second and the Tenth as defense mechanisms. Shields are down. We're under attack. This is a real emergency transmission. You'll find out in the future how serious it was. They are putting slow kill weapons in the food and water on record. They mean business. Their snot-nosed minions are cannon fodder. The dumbest of the dumb. Don't be mad at the zombies. Move around them. Focus on the kingpins. The generals, the sorcerers, the commanders. One of us is better than their greatest. We have to realize our power, be willing, and commit. And then you've got to test it and go out and resist the enemy politically. And then the doors of perception, the doors of providence will open. And then you'll step into the real world, out of the mist, like in the mountains. You drive through some clouds, all of a sudden you're up in the mountains, beautiful view. You're like, how did I not know this was here? Almost everyone is below the mist layer. We must bring them up. We're almost out of time here. I've got just loaded phones. I can't get to everybody. Chris in Texas, go ahead. Thanks for holding, Chris.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. Thanks for all you do. I was thinking about what you said about Ted Cruz being a good person, but I think he's a cuck. I listened to him.
No, he came from the Bushes. They manufactured him. They helped write TPP, CFR, Goldman Sachs. He says every free speech is the problem. Donald Trump's to blame for the George Soros attacks. Cruz has uncloaked himself. The Bushes run his campaign. He was owned by them the whole time. He's a sleeper cell because their name is dead. We now know certified Ted Cruz is an operative.
And I heard what you said that Donald J. Trump insider Roger Stone said about Heidi. She just seems, the more and more I hear about her, and I'd like to hear what you think about it, you know, maybe later on this week, just that there just seems like so much more that you could say about her. She just seems like just like almost a snake demon. I mean,
you got that demon, you know, Becky over there surrounded by all that energy. Oh, man, his whole family, you research him. What a demonic vortex. Oh, man, we have been besieged by the enemy. The crawling out of every hole, every leftist. See, the true leftist joins our movement to bring us down. And we have to realize that, and that's what they've done. And God help us. I appreciate your call. Christine in Ohio, last caller. I'm sorry to all the others. We'll go to Jason and others tomorrow if you can call in. Go ahead, Christina.
This seems like so much more that you can say about her.
All right, look, you're listening to your radio, sweetheart. Go ahead. All right, I got to let her go. Just, I'm sorry to Jason and everybody else. I'm out of time. Great job to the crew. I tried my best. I didn't get to all the science news, the communist news, them arresting anybody that criticizes open borders in Germany. Literally, if you criticize your daughter being gang raped, you get arrested. I mean, it is just, they mean business, folks. And but they don't have any soldiers in the leftist movement because the men are all on estrogen and wearing pink socks, literally, to kick our guts out and rape us and slaughter us. So they're going to bring in jihad forces as their enforcer units. It's very clear now. It's all real. We are in deep trouble. Pray to God for deliverance.